Gittin Perches Mishnah Ches. Kasav Sofer Get Leish V'Shover Leisha. The Sofer writes a get to the man, and he writes a shover, the receipt that the ksuva was paid to the woman. Eventually, the man's going to give her the get, and the woman, once she gets the get, and she gets her ksuba, is going to give the receipt, the shover, to the man. So the sofer wrote the get for the man, and he wrote the shover for the isha. However, v'ta v'nasin get le'isha v'shover le'ish. He made a mistake, the sofer, and he gave the get to the woman and the shover to the man. V'nasnu zeh l'zeh, and then it played out. It seems that they weren't careful, the husband and the wife, and the man gave her this get on the chora, the money for the ksuva, and she gave back what she thought was the receipt, but really it was the opposite. He really never gave her a get. He actually gave her a receipt, because that's what the sofer gave him, and she gave him the get. So he never gave her a get, really. And then afterwards, after a while, it turned out that the man had the get, and the shover was in the hands of the woman. He never married her. If she went and married somebody else, she has to leave both him, and she can't be with her original husband. And all the chumras that we had apply to this case as well. Rebbe Eliezer says, like this, if this case comes in front of us, im la'alter yotza, if what transpired came out right away, that the man had the get and the woman had the shover, and she did not marry anybody, so nothing really happened yet, she didn't marry anybody new, ein ze get, it's not a good get. The Rav says he needs to write another get and give her a new get. But we don't have to give any chumbas or anything because she didn't marry anybody else. However, im la'achas man yotza, if this came out after she already married somebody else, and now he's walking around with her get in his hand, and she's walking around with her shover, and they're saying they were never really divorced, hare ze get. It is a good get. Meaning, we don't believe him. Lo chol heimenu min arishon la'abed zchusa shosheni. The first guy can't mess up the second guy's marriage. Because if this is happening afterwards, we assume that they're making what's called a kinunya between them. They're making some kind of strategic plan that she should get out of the second marriage. She has regret. She left the first husband. She wants to go back to him. So maybe they're saying that he never divorced her. Lamaisa, Taisus asks, why would they even do that? It wouldn't even work anyway. Like, why would we even think that they have this intention? Because the din is that once she marries the second guy, the halacha is, it's teitzim mizeh mizeh. She can't remarry the first guy. So why would we ever think that they're doing this? So Taisus answers, because sometimes the husband won't pay attention to this. He won't know this. He won't know that it's usser to have her come back to him. So since he won't know this, he will think that she's allowed to remarry her. We're concerned that that's what they're doing, and we don't listen to them. And she can stay married to the second guy. And the Rav says, Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer here. Mishnah continues, Kasav Lagarish es ishto v'nimlach. Person writes a get to his wife, and he changes his mind. He never gives the get. Beshameh Omrim Psalom in a Kahuna. We had this in the past. Beshameh says, just by the fact that he writes the get, he passes her from Kahuna. Uveisol Omrim Afal Pishna Sanula Al Tnai. Beisol holds not only if he writes it, does he not passel her, but even if he writes it and he even gives it on condition. So he actually gave the get. Veloi Nasa Tnai, but the condition wasn't fulfilled yet. Loi Psalom in a Kahuna. It doesn't passel her from Kahuna. The only thing that would passel her from Kahuna, according to Beisol, if she actually gets divorced. If he gives a valid get without any conditions, or he gives it with conditions and the conditions are fulfilled, that's the only time a woman is pasul from kuhuna. And according to Beis Shammai, the reason that she's pasul, the Gemara says, it's just a chumrah by Kedushas Yuchsin to ask her from kuhuna just from writing the get. But Beis Hillel obviously disagrees.